mean, there was no social distancing. There was 52 girls in here when there was only 3 empty beds.
The frantic phone calls came in a cluster. In less than 24 hours, multiple women reached out to me from inside the ICE detention center in El Paso. They expressed fear, frustration, confusion, and helplessness. We're not using the 4 women's names because they fear retaliation for speaking out about conditions inside the El Paso Processing Center amid a COVID-19 outbreak. They were upset, they said, about being moved from sleeping quarters, referred to as barracks, and mixed in with many other detainees, making it hard to socially distance. This woman said one night 56 detainees slept in a barrack on bunk beds all bunched up.
They just made us rotate our heads, like the person that was on top.
She explained the women were told to turn their heads to opposite sides of the bed so they would be breathing in a different direction than their bunkmate. What's more, they all said a woman who was visibly sick with symptoms, including a persistent cough, was sleeping in the same crowded dormitory. She was later removed and sent for testing, according to the women.
And they just put us all in danger.
The women were also worried because they recognized detainees who had tested positive for COVID-19 earlier were back inside the barrack with them. This woman is among those who tested positive in April. Her lawyer verified he saw the test results. She said she was told to keep it confidential, but considered that selfish, she said, because the women had to know so they could keep their distance. Now she's worried about being reinfected by other detainees who could be carrying the virus, especially new arrivals. Another caller inside the detention center complained about being placed in quarantine 4 times and not getting tested once. She said she was housed with several women who tested positive during that period. The women recounted another surprising development: mixing detainees of different security risk levels. They're identified by color-coded uniforms. Red is the highest, orange is medium security, and blue is for people only detained for immigration violations. According to ICE's own policy, high or medium security risk detainees cannot be commingled with the general population.
They had the reds mixed with the blues and the mediums with the highs. Like, they had us, like, it was just crazy. Like, I don't know, I've never seen anything like that before.
How does she know that happened?
I'm classified as a high, as a high.
She wears a red uniform. When I contacted ICE to ask about the women's concerns and find out what was happening, I did not get answers to all my specific questions, including why the women were moved around. But in an emailed statement, officials said ICE has been taking important steps to safeguard all detainees, staff, and contractors. Further, Corey Price, Field Office Director for Enforcement and Removal Operations in El Paso, said detainees in ICE custody who test positive for COVID-19 or any other infectious disease for that matter, are cohorted separately from the rest of the detained population in accordance with CDC guidance. Statements to the contrary are false, he said. He blamed false allegations and disinformation on various individuals, attorneys, and immigrant advocacy groups, and said that only served to spread fear. So are the detained women crying wolf? Casey Antonio Williams is an immigration attorney with clients in the El Paso Processing Center, including 5 women who've tested positive for COVID-19. He verified their test results with medical personnel at the facility.
I'd say that that's an irresponsible attitude to have, because we know that testing people that are positive is objectively verifiable. We have tests that can accurately determine whether you're positive or not. So if there are people crying wolf, there's a way to find out who is crying wolf and who isn't.
The ICE website's own tally shows the number of COVID-19 cases at the El Paso Processing Center has doubled this month to more than 100 detainees. When one of the women at the detention center calls me again, I tell her the ICE official's response including calling the women's allegations false, and that the agency said it's not mixing women who have tested positive with other detainees.
No, que están inventando todo. Sí, solo los enfermos están con los enfermos y los demás están protegidos.
No, eso es mentira.
She says that's a lie. This woman and others who called from inside the facility said the doctor at the detention center told detainees they would have to learn to live with the virus in their midst. Along with the fear of getting infected while locked up, there's the heartache.
We all want to go home, you know, we all want to go home to our families, we all have children, we all have families we want to go home to, and I understand that it's procedure, that everything takes their time, but I mean, with this now, it's sad, it really is.
This woman says her 4-year-old son, who is a U.S. citizen, needs his mother alive. She called the COVID-19 outbreak in the detention center a ticking time bomb. A few days later, I hear from a 5th woman who had just been released from the El Paso Processing Center. After 7 months in detention, she's looking forward to being reunited with her young child. She does not want her name used because she fears it will jeopardize her case in immigration court. She describes the same conditions, from being moved around to a lack of social distancing. I told her ICE called the women's claims false allegations and misinformation. She says she does not gain anything by lying because she's out. Her concern now is for the women who remain behind in the ICE detention center without protection from the rapidly spreading virus. For KTEP, I'm Angela Cocherga.